When the event comes to be with us here for purposes of quorum, I hope that some of our members are still on the way.
Mr. Mabonishi, I know you.
Yes.
This is for the people that are down.
Oh.
Thank you. We have to do at the end, like, I drop 2 cents of minutes. Members, you read the report of the Brazilian tour. I have not received any comments circulated for the last 2 months. I'm suggesting that one of you propose that you adopt it and one of you second.
I would gladly propose that we accept the report as it was submitted. I've been indirectly being involved with it as well, and I know how many times this report has been rewritten. And I think that it contains, I think it is, at the end, contains a very, very conclusive and direct aspect of the tour. So I would gladly propose that we accept the report as a report of this committee.
Anybody second me? Yeah, before I could second, I also wait. We want to thank, actually, especially our researchers and our secretary for compiling this report while we were on our visit to Brazil. And I take the motion, Chair. The second thing I put before the committee is the issue of wheelers. It should be settled and it should be writing the names of proposers and seconders. The second issue. First minute is the program for next quarter. Any proposal? It was before you before. Proposal, seconder. Mr. Ainsley is proposing. Mrs. Marks is seconding. The last thing is the annual report of the committee. Any seconder, any proposal? Only one time for that. Want some more time? You want us to do it at the end of the meeting? I'll put it in abeyance. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here, our last meeting, to consider the issue before us, which is the matter of the legislative proposal by the Honorable Prince Buthelezi, leader of the IFP. But I want to put it on record that members of parliament do not propose as political parties, they propose in their individual capacity. So that's how we will treat even this the legislative proposal until the end. And I would like to appeal to the media that this is not a bill. It is a legislative proposal. It will only reach a bill stage if ever we have said yes to it, and it has gone to the House, and the House has agreed with the recommendation of the desirability saying yes, and then it comes back, then the member will be given a chance to draft it as a bill. So at this stage, it is a legislative proposal, and we must all refer to it like that, including the media. Thank you. My phone is on. Just to recap for 1 minute. A week before last, we tabled the proposal for the first time. We had preliminary discussions. Honorable Prince Buthelezi was not present. We had granted his permission to be absent, as there was problem of communications from our side informing him previously about his true appearance before the committee. He did come last week, and he presented his case before the committee. He motivated extensively, trying to persuade the committee, and now we are on our own as the committee. Today, what we are going to do, we are going to agree to or not agree to the desirability of the bill. I would like to remind members, I will single out two issues that formed some Honorable Butele is present, put before the committee. But I'll also put before the committee two crux issues that I think formed part of the responses of the committee to the bill. Honorable Prince Mthelezi had said that he intends with the bill to restore dignity to the office of the president by suggesting that there should be a prime minister position created through the constitution and almost every power of the president then would devolve or would be given to the prime minister, including issues of declaring war, issues of being in charge of the security forces, etc., etc. He had also said that he thinks that the office of the president should be above politics. That was in his submission, both in writing as well as verbally, when he was appearing before the committee. The arguments, or which are the counter-arguments that I would raise, before I even go to the counter-arguments that I studied from the records of the two meetings of the committee. One is that there was an argument in the first week that subtracting immense power from the president cannot be equivalent to restoring dignity. The committee noted that they do not understand how taking all powers from the president can, in the end, assist in restoring dignity. Two, there was an argument that a president of the country in the current electoral system is elected politically. So when you don't change the electoral system, there is no way that we say you can argue that a president should not be involved or should be apolitical, because the mere election of a president by the fact that he comes or she comes from a political party list nominated by a majority political party in the House is political. So you cannot, the attempt of the Prime Minister was not going to succeed in as proposed in making the president apolitical. For you to do that, you would have to look into a number of things, including the electoral system, which this bill proposed is not touching on. Mr. Butele, the Honorable Prince, had also argued that in the last early dispensation of democracy, during transition, President Mandela was actually, he said that it was known that he was de jure president, whereas the then deputy president Mbeki was the de facto one, so he wanted to formalize that. The counter argument that came from the committee last week was that if that could be done in that system, in the system, in the first year, 6 years of our democracy, where without removing the powers from the president, when it be, responsibilities can be given by the president to the deputy president, the system still suffices and there is no need to change the system. If it happened during that time with the current constitution, it can happen at any given time if need be, that the president can ask the deputy president, because right now the constitution is saying still the deputy president, so you don't need to create a new post for that to happen, because it managed to happen under transition without a post of a prime minister being present in the constitution. I will now open from the tent to the committee. What we are here to do here today, having listened to all the arguments, remembering what you said, committee members, the last two meetings, I would open this issue to you to say whether it is desirable or it is not desirable to proceed with this legislative proposal. And of course, you'll have to motivate slightly. Mr. Mabani, Mr. Enge,
Thank you, Chairperson. Firstly, the reason that the prince is advancing for us changing the constitution and changing our constitution and our convention, he states the issue that in KwaZulu-Natal the president was bought. Surely you can't change the constitution on the basis of that. Any constitution, from time to time, there will be turbulences in any country, in any democracy. But you can't just wake up in the morning and think about changing the constitution because of such things. And the suggestion that he has been talking is a suggestion that South Africa is not, this thing has been there. From 1910 until 1983, we've been having a situation where we've got a head of state and head of government. But it created problems, because we must ask ourselves, who fired Foster as the president of this country? It was the prime minister here. So it does not mean that because we have the president who is the head of state, that there will not be tensions between the two offices. And the powers that he says that it must be given to the president are powers that do not really reside with the president. For instance, the power to appoint prime minister is a power that has, in the Westminster system of government, it is a power that has control conventions, that after elections, the queen or the king will invite the leader of the largest political party to form a government. So even here, it will not be the power of the president, it will be the power of the parliament. So there are no significant power that you give to that office. So
Can I stop you right there? Refer yourself to his proposal. In his proposal, he's proposing that it will be the power of the president together with parliament.
I'm addressing myself to that proposal, Chairperson, because for the fact that parliament is the one that will nominate, it takes away that power from the president. It is not an original power of the president. And it is from that convention that the head of state, who is the head of government, will invite a leader of the majority party to form a government. So it's a power that squarely resides with parliament. So even in the proposal, it's not clear that it is his prerogative alone. So as we have said earlier on, that it does not add value to the system that you change the constitution, because that office of the president does not add any value to the system. Because you have this ceremonial head of state, which was for a very long time given to the older or the senior state person just to thank him for good service over years, but it does not add value to the system. So our system is flexible. Our system can be used as a presidential system. Currently, that is what we are doing with President Mbeki, and it can also be used in the same way that he is proposing without amending the constitution. We have alluded to that. And the other issue, I think that's the last point. Okay. The other issue, Chairperson, is that President Mbeki has been to every corner of South Africa. He has been to KZN. And people have been very happy to see him. So we can't say on the basis of two events that happened in KZN and say that no, there is that crisis. Because he has always been, even after he was born, he went back to KZN, and people are very happy to see him there. So there is no crisis. There is no crisis that we can, because we must always bear in mind that constitution should be changed only in extreme circumstances. It's not a document that can just be changed like a bill. It's a secret document for any country just to work up and change the constitution. So I would most prefer that we don't change.
I recognize Mr. Enzi. I'm very sensitive here. I would like to correct something on record. He had a slip of tongue, which I don't want the media to go and run with. You wanted to say that this proposal of the Prime Minister does not add very to the system. You, by mistake, said that the President, the issue of the president does not end. I know you had intended to say that the proposal of the Prime Minister does not end to the system. So just to correct that, they should not hear you otherwise. I'll give you another opportunity to re-clarify yourself on that issue.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson, for indulging. If you have a president who is a ceremonial head of state with no real powers, with ceremonial powers, it does not add value to the system because currently the president has got decisive powers. So if he does a ceremonial head, why do you play that position? That's what I meant, Chairperson.
Maybe I gave you the opportunity because you've also clarified me as the person. I had heard you wrongly. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Mshudile, for coming to join us. Mr. Ensley?
Yes, I concur with the sentiments of my colleague and support him in what he has said. And, Chair, we would have to have extremely cogent and fundamental reasons as to why we should alter our constitution in such a drastic way. While Dr. Buthelezi has made a case, a detailed and complex case, for the Prime Minister and the authority of the Prime Minister, Dr. Buthelezi has made no such case, in my view, as to why we should do away with the present system. He, in his presentation just last week, mentioned a storm, a huge storm that is coming. He doesn't give the nature of that storm and why that storm in particular should engulf the executive presidency. He refers to Durban Rally, where the president, in the presence of the Indian Prime Minister, was heckled. That is extremely unfortunate. But in my view, does not represent, and I want to agree with my colleague, it does not represent a constitutional crisis, such an incident, requiring a change, a radical change to our constitution. In his presentation last week, Dr. Buthelezi also made reference to his address during the State of the Nation debate. And if one looks through that address, there also it is filled with vague concerns of what might happen, but Chairperson, nothing specific. And I think for this committee to advance that we alter this constitution in such a drastic way requires very specific reasons as to why we should do that. Those reasons have not been advanced. Dr. Buthelezi wishes to ensure that the president in his system would be above party politics. But as you have said, that nominee would come from a political party. And it is in the National Assembly that party, that political parties would nominate and would elect the president. So there's a contradiction there already. Chair, this is a young system we have. It has widespread support. And it will evolve over time as change is required. So in my view, there is no need to proceed with this proposal.
Were you seconding, Mr. Okay, on record.
Chair,
any other views?
Seconding.
Yes, sir.
Madam Chair, our decision today is about desirability. Whether it is a matter desirable, that it must go forward, that in no ways does desirability mean that the bill is to be enacted. That merely is a recommendation that the Speaker will take it to Parliament, this position, and that it will be further debated in Parliament and not here. Now, the aspect of what Prince Buthelezi has put forward, I think he has done it in a very professional and a conclusive and in a way that was very convincing. We may differ in terms of whether we find whether it would be the ideal system or not the ideal system. But I don't think that we can doubt the desirability to move forward with this particular aspect. I may perhaps just mention here as well, because we've distracted some of the proposals here, and just combine and just mention as an example the position of Germany, where we've got a president and a chancellor, and for many years this has worked absolutely 100%. In fact, it was introduced after a war-torn, ravaged country had to bring together. And there they had this particular aspect that came to the fore. Now, by desirability, as I said, it is in no way to say that this will be done in a matter of that the bill will succeed. But I think we owe it to the people of South Africa that this debate must continue. And therefore, I would suggest that we vote that the bill in its full, the proposal as it was submitted to us, that it is desirable, and that our parliament then decide on whether it is worthwhile to continue with it or to kill it right there. Because if they, for instance, would decide that it must go forward, if parliament would vote on the desirability, then this proposal will come back to this committee in terms of the rules, and then it will take its road. So I would strongly advise that we vote for the desirability of this particular bill.
Gareth, I'm going to request you to make a makeshift register, because you are going to follow the lady that was speaking. You know, you normally say I mustn't draft for the staff for initiatives. There is no register here. The members who are sitting here who have left, you make a makeshift register for us so that if people leave, they would have attached their signatures to the register. Otherwise, we're going to end up not correcting in the duty. And if this issue, serious issues with the staff left, how do you come to a meeting without the register? And this is not the first time. I'm sorry to have interjected. So make a makeshift register for us. So look, so that if anybody leaves, they must leave having attached their signature to the register. Then we will go and compile a better one later. I will come to you, Mr. Mshudu. Mr. Becker, I don't think you should try and confuse us. We are going to vote. Firstly, I don't want us to vote. I want us to reach consensus. We'll go to the vote and we will outvote you as the ANC. Hence, consensus is better. I don't like taking decisions by vote. Because if you go to vote, only one IFP member will vote. Both of you are not going to vote. And by the look of things, the ANC is going to outvote you. So let's seek consensus. So you are playing with words here. We are going to decide today whether it is desirable for this bill, for this legislative proposal to proceed to become a bill. That's the crux of the matter. Is it desirable for this legislative proposal to proceed to the bill stage? So leave aside all the phrase and all the other things. So I will put it back to the people who spoke before. And I don't know if you were thinking that. I think the two of you were saying that it is not desirable for this legislative proposal to proceed into bill form. Is that what you are saying, Mr. Trophy?
Yes.
Yes.
No, I second that.
Yes. And so, Mr. Langer, I'm back to you now. Let me help you further. Let's separate issues. I would submit from the chair that the issue of respecting the office of the president and its dignity is the correct thing. Nobody will argue with that. Even if we can debate this thing for 100 years to come, it will be the correct thing to say that the office of the president must be respected. And I will put a full stop there. Now, the second issue is it desirable to proceed with this bill as a way of restoring that dignity? For me, these are two separate things. So I think you are trying to collate the issues. So here, I'm just putting before you one thing. Is it desirable for this proposed bill to be this legislative proposal to be proceeded with into a bill form? And two people have already said, no, it is not desirable. The argument of the need to respect the office of the president, etc., etc., I don't think anybody will argue with those things. I'm back to you, Mr. Becker.
Madam Chair, I do recognize that on the first aspect we are all as add-ins. I think that there is great respect for the office of the presidency. But in terms of the fact that the desirability to be considered, it is of fundamental importance for the public out there that this debate not be stalled over here. And I'm in the predicament. You know that I'm always trying to see consensus. If we could find any form of consensus regarding this particular aspect, I will be the first one on behalf of also the Honorable Prince Buthelezi and my party. I know we're not here in party capacity as such, but to try and seek a consensus of whatever nature, just to move the aspect forward, and not that it be killed in its infancy, and that we can at least have a further debate.
Aspect? The respect of the office of the president or
no,
the legislative
proposal? Merely on the legislative proposal and the desirability that the legislative proposal should continue with. But if there are any ways that there could be a kind of a form of consensus around that, we will gladly listen and we will try to see if we can take that matter on board.
Thank you, Chairperson, and I must apologize. I had to leave another meeting that is on local government. Chairperson, I also do not, I have respect for procedures. I'm sure allowing me, you have a motion that has been moved and seconded. Procedurally, you are then seeking for a counter, but on the basis of a consensus, as it is a tradition of this. I'm saying this deliberately so that issues are not confused. My input is on the basis of a procedure that I believe I understand. A legislative proposal was passed through to this committee from the office of the speaker, and Nkosi Buthelezi did appear and motivated in terms of what he presented. Chairperson, I'm no English person, but my little understanding of English is that what is before us is what, in our first meeting, we responded to. Hence, we highlighted areas in terms of what was in writing. There were words that were selected and used last week. Among them was the issue of desirability, not necessarily content thereof. The second one was that Nkosi Buthelezi said, much as it is a bill that is tabled, you are clarifying today that in terms of procedures, it is a legislative procedure, a legislative proposal. Whether one assumes what form it takes, in terms of the record. There is a word that was used in the Ngumkhosa, I will tell you. But you see, the word notion, to me, meant that even words, if you can go into the tape, the strong point was the need for the issue for discussion, for public debate. Now, I say, in my understanding, we have to draw a line. A person, I believe in Parliament, in terms of the rules of Parliament, any party has got a right to propose an issue for debate through the necessary procedure, which is different to what we are saying here. Now, I'm trying to put a point, because if Honourable Member Becker put a conditionality that I will agree to this on a condition that it is being debated, I do not think that it will be fair to this committee, because what you are saying is very clear that early gamma, the word that says desirability, is in terms of what is before us and as you are saying. So I'm appealing that the Honourable Member to be very clear, because now it will be
outside us having discussed and concluded on the matter in terms of procedure, that this issue was put to us and then this is how we reconciled them. There is, I believe there is another route. If now the Inkatha Freedom Party as a party, because in terms of parliament, would like to have a debate but not to put a condition to this committee. That's all what I wanted to say, because I think the way a semantic that will end up getting us, and I think we are at the level where you don't talk about motivations. Motivations are intended to dissuade you or influence you towards the direction that I want you to address it. Thank you, Chairperson.
I'm happy you were sensitive to my reference. You know, if we are going to vote, we know how the vote will go. But the first proposal and the second, which was seconded, was that it's not desirable to proceed with this legislative proposal into a bill vote. And Mr. Mshuli is right by raising a procedural issue to say that then there was a counter. It has not been seconded. If there is no counter, that if the counter is not seconded, that counter is falling off. And therefore, this committee has decided, in terms of majority, without voting, which is, for me, a better way, that it is not desirable. But having said this, I would like to bring forward the last two issues again. To reiterate that we must continue calling upon South Africans to respect the office of the president, not only the office of the president for that matter, to respect all state institutions. But we must also make a call to state institutions also to conduct themselves in the manner in which they will earn respect. I'm not talking about the president's office. I'm talking about other state institutions. I know there are people who will factor into this thing that I'm saying now, other issues. So I'm saying the office of the president is the highest office in the land and must be respected. That we cannot argue. In addition to that, I'm arguing that we must also learn to respect all other offices. And us also as incumbents, we must also respect the offices that we occupy. And institutions of the state must also respect themselves collectively and as individuals so that they also enhance their respectability before the eyes of the public. The various ways in which the debate around this issue can continue. If we say it's not desirable to proceed with the bill into bill stage, we are not saying the debate should stop. Anybody has a right to start a debate anyway, including in the chambers of parliament through motions, including in the public discourse, etc., etc. I would like to bring to the attention of the meeting that the presidency eventually responded yesterday. They responded in the same way like Justice is here, and I hope to see them in the register also as being in attendance. It's not fair for you to come all the way to attend meetings and it's not reflected on the record that you are in attendance. The presidency, so with Justice and others, feel that this is a political matter, a complex matter that needs a lot of careful consideration. Therefore, the presidency's response, they received our letter immediately, only yesterday morning, and they phoned me twice during the day, because our letter was addressed to the Director General Presidency, 120 Place 3. I don't know which South Africans, they're not going to argue with me about this. I don't know which South African knows the presidency to be in 120 Place 3. So we were saying that they are not responding to our correspondence, only to find that we had directed it to the wrong direction. But they had the courtesy of phoning and writing back yesterday, say that they have nothing to say because this matter should actually be, you know, discussed here where political parties are represented at the level of this committee. That if they had received the correspondence earlier, they were going to just observe the discussions which is the line that was taken by Justice and other departments. So, Mr. Becker, this does not kill the debate. We will continue to call on the people of the Republic to respect the office of the president. But from the chair, your motion was not seconded. This committee has decided that it is not desirable for this legislative proposal to be presented into Bill 4. And this brings us to the end of the meeting, except that for committee members, there was one item that we needed to do, the adoption of the quarterly report. Thanks. Have you seen the annual report?
Yes.
Do you agree that I'm